USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump striking an optimistic tone when it comes to the coronavirus pandemic.
The battle continues, but the data suggests that nationwide we have passed the peak on new cases. Hopefully that will continue, and we will continue to make great progress.
President Trump set to talk to all 50 governors regarding opening up their states following the White House's guidelines. Entrepreneur and Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban reminds us when reopening,
let the scientists deal with the science and the vaccine and the therapy.
Yeah.
Let the business people give feedback on what we're going to do, because, like I said, it's not going to be the same. It's going to be different, and having these insights will be valuable.
President Trump also urging Democrats to stop blocking additional funding for the popular Paycheck Protection Program, which loans money to small businesses. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
People are seeking creative ways to maintain social distancing. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A new wristband is being tested that vibrates when the wearer becomes within 6 feet of another person. A dozen workers at a Ford factory in Michigan are trying out the buzzing wristbands to try to help them maintain social distance guidelines during the pandemic, and it's one of several safety ideas that Ford is considering as it prepares to resume production next month.
When astronaut Jessica Meyer launched to the International Space Station last fall, few people ever heard of COVID-19. Tonight, she comes home amid a global pandemic.
We're talking to our family and friends, and we're watching the news feed, so it's a little bit difficult for us to believe that we are truly going back to a different planet.
Meyer and fellow astronaut Drew Morgan will return to Earth Thursday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As millions of Americans begin to receive their coronavirus stimulus check, many people are wondering what they should do with it. Well, according to financial expert Chris Hogan, he says we need to remain in conserve mode just in case things get worse and the economy doesn't open up as many people are anticipating sooner rather than later.
I think a lot of people are anticipating another stimulus package or another something else coming down the pike. And I want people to understand these stimulus checks and these programs are just a band-aid. We have got to step forward and be proactive with a plan to help ourselves. We can't expect the government to try to save the day time and time again. So I'm advising people to go into conserve mode, begin to have a game plan for yourself for the next couple of months, but be proactive, scale back in your spending, be very intentional on when you do spend, but at the same time, be aware, and this is going to change our mindsets. I hope this causes an awakening across the country of how we deal with our finances.
Hogan speaking there on Fox News. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is urging New Yorkers to keep expectations low when it comes to beaches, pools, and other summer gatherings. De Blasio says right now there is no plan to open beaches and pools because of coronavirus-related restrictions.
I don't want to create a situation where people start gathering. So if we bring out lifeguards and it's a situation where people think it's safe to go to the beach and it's safe to start resuming normalcy, it's going to endanger people based on what we know now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.